Good morning. Today, you could say it's our unofficial feast day because it's the Feast of the Bread of Life, huh? And as I focus on this day, one of my favorite days that we celebrate during the year, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, Corpus Christi. I remember when I was still chaplain at Penn State Barron, and I used to have Mass at 8 o'clock at night. And in those days, you were allowed to say different things during the Lamb of God. You know, you were allowed to say, you know, the things I used to say is, He is not a symbol. In my hands is the God the universe cannot contain. And He humbles Himself before us now and feeds us with His own precious body and blood. And after that Mass, one of the Masses out there, one of the college kids came up to me, raised Catholic his whole life. And he says, Father, you know you made a mistake tonight. And I go, just one? And he goes, yes. And I said, what was that? And he goes, you said this isn't a symbol, that it's really God. And I looked at him and I go, yes, that's what we believe. Do we really believe that becomes God? Yes, that's what we really believe. That we believe that the bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Huh? You know, it's funny that often people talk about, you know, we're going to take this fundamentally, except this is my body, this is my blood. We can't do that fundamentally. Well, if it isn't His body and blood, Jesus Christ is a liar. I mean, He knew the way this would be interpreted. So for all the whole church He built on, do this in remembrance of me, this is my body, this is my blood. This is the reality. And so there's two things we got to do as we focus on Christ, on Corpus Christi, on this day. We got to believe it and we got to live it. Huh? The first part that we got to truly believe, you know, the core of our faith is that Christ is present here. And for me, it's my biggest belief because since I was 17 on and off, I've always spent at least an hour a day with Him, with His physical presence. Because if this is Jesus here, and it is, why would I not want to be with Him? Huh? That's why every parish mission I begin, I scare all these poor people when they come. Because again, and I've done it here with you many times, I scared a poor kid last night and he cried. But in the midst of it, bam! You had a heart attack right there and died. And as you had this heart attack and died, the God of the universe would say to you, I love you very much. I'll now give to you what you love the most forever. And so if you were to die, I've done that to you so many times, and still, if you were to have died that moment, you know, I had the poor kids up here and his poor baby just started screaming last night. But anyway, scaring kids, that's what I do. If you were to sit there and at that moment had a heart attack and died, and the God of the universe looked at you and said, I love you very much. I will give you what you love the most forever. Would that be Jesus? Would it just be? And could you prove that by the time you give Him every day? Or is this it? Huh? That the God of the universe gives everything to love us. He becomes present to us, He comes to us, and He stays present to us at all times. And so I gotta really believe it, and I gotta believe it with my life. Huh? That when you go up to communion today, as I've talked about, when you and I say the body, and when a priest or the minister or the deacon says, you, this is the body of Christ, you'll respond, amen. And amen is so, it does mean I do believe. But more than that, it means I would stake my life on that. So when you go to communion today and we say the body of Christ to you, is that what you believe? That you would die defending that this is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ? Would you give your life for the real presence? Because many thousands of people have throughout the history of the church. This is what we believe. Christ, our God, humbles Himself before us. And today, you and I will feed on God. And this God, who so much wants to be with us, if we eat His flesh and drink His blood, He makes us that great promise. We will live forever. Huh? And again, it's not we don't re-kill Jesus. It's not some magical ritual. What happens is we go to Calvary. We go to the Last Supper. We go to the resurrection. On this very altar, Eternity folds into time, time folds into eternity, and we will be at the Last Supper, as we talked about just a couple weeks ago. How could Jesus say, "This is my body," when he hadn't died yet? Because in the eternal nowness of God, everything is now. And every time we go to Mass, we enter into the Holy of Holies. We enter into heaven. Heaven folds into time, and we're there at the Last Supper. We're there at the resurrection. We're there at the crucifixion. Everything is now. And we participate in that reality. So the first thing you and I got to do is believe it. Then we got to live it. And the living it is really how we spend our time. If we really believe it, do we spend time with Jesus? And I know many of you do. Oh my, unbelievably many of you do. But what can we do to prove it more? What can we do? You know, so I just want to offer some of those things to think about. You know, as I just talked about not long ago, we have two choices every day where we're going to spend time. We have two boxes to decide, right? The first box is Jesus Christ in a tabernacle. The second box is the idiot box, the TV. So think about it. We all have the same amount of time. We all have 24 hours a day. Where do we spend most of our time? In front of what box? And where can we spend most of our time? That doesn't mean we can't give up TV. Come on. It means that if I spend so much time with this thing that is an instrument of the world, the flesh, and the devil, almost every commercial is the world, the flesh, and the devil coming to us. I get it. And, well, Father, I watch EWTN. Whoa, okay, I'll give you that. Especially Saturday night when you're watching Dr. Ray and me on TV. I get it. But the reality is, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but the reality is we need to be able to live. I believe, Father. Then do you live? Again, when I do a parish mission, and you know, these people, think about it, they only have to deal with me for 8 hours. And I say, how many of you believe that Jesus Christ is really present in the most blessed sacrament? Everybody raises their hand. I go, whoa. Then I say, how many of you go to daily Mass? And about 10 people raise their hand. I go, the rest of you are liars. And they go, Father, why don't you die right now, huh? We do not like this guilt. They know as you do, I get it. But again, it's that challenge, you know, the challenge that if you believe it, then why don't you live it? If this truly is God and you have the opportunity, especially in the city of Erie, there's so many daily masses, and Erie is so small, it doesn't take anything, right? To get there and go. Whether it's 7 o'clock in the morning here. Again, maybe to live it, you decide that you're gonna go to Mass one extra day a week. Maybe not every day, but maybe one extra day. Or you can't, it's just impossible. Okay, well then you give time to the Blessed Sacrament. You don't even have to sign up in the Adoration Chapel. You just stop by. Or you stop before or after work, right? Like, remember my grandmother's ditty, which I've said before, remember the ditty? Every time I pass the church, I stop and make a visit, so when the time comes when I'm wheeled in, you know, in a casket, he won't say, who is it? Every time I pass a church, I stop and make a visit, so when the time comes when I'm wheeled in, he won't say, who is it? So could we maybe do something like that? Just stop. Maybe we can't even stop. Maybe every time we pass a church, we just stop in the car outside for a moment and say, Jesus, I know you're present in the Blessed Sacrament in this church. There's 32 churches in the city of Erie. You can't go to the shopping without passing a church. Jesus, I believe you're there, and I love you, and I just want to say hi to you at this moment. It used to be, you know, before my time, every time a man passed a church, what did he do? Tipped his hat. No guys wear those hats except those miserable baseball caps anymore. But anyway, you sit there and you tip your hat to show that Christ is really present. So it's just some things that we believe it. I know everybody believes it. And we do live it, of course we do. But we can do it more. So that the time comes when he calls me home. Say, Jesus, I love you. And I've always wanted to spend time with you. And I proved it as best I could where I was. Jesus, now I want to spend eternity with you forever. Jesus loves us so much. He just wants us to love him back in reality and not in theory. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand now and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,